Welcome back to the Homer Design Podcast. This is episode 2, and today we're diving into the latest issue of Homer Design Magazine. It's a journey through space, body, and imagination, with 4 remarkable voices and 1 evolving idea of what home means. Pierre, let's start from the title, Domestic Shift. What does it stand for?
It's the shift or the transition or the constant transition we're all living in every day, often without realizing it. Homes are no longer the static places we've all known or we think about. They actually are living entities. They respond, they adapt, they transform constantly. And seamlessly. We work, we rest, we work out, and we connect and interact socially in the same place. This new issue explores that transformation. And how is that transformation achieved? Through hybrid design, modularity, and of course, taking care or taking into account emotions, which has become a very big part of design. It shows how design becomes the invisible architecture of our everyday lives. Walls move, the furniture listens, the lights react. All this is redefining our notion of comfort.
And from this central idea, the magazine opens up to many voices. 4 interviews, 4 visions of design. Let's start with Milka Escola.
Milka, a former colleague of mine, she talks about smart home design with great empathy and great emotion. She sees technology, of course, as necessary, it's what they do, as invisible. Something that should, that has the duty of amplifying well-being, not disrupting it, in a discreet, invisible manner. So her work is all about balance, light, silence, simplicity.
Then there's Christina Bauerman, a Michelin-starred chef. Why include a culinary voice in a design magazine?
We always did since the first issue. Of course, you know, I'm a big foodie and passionate about food, but food is a language. It's a language to express one's culture. Christina speaks of the kitchen as a laboratory, but also as a stage, a space of creativity where colour, taste and form, they all collide and blend. Well, that's design. Her vision reminds us that good design always touches the senses, and it does so splendidly in the culinary art. So that's why we have always a chef in our magazine.
And then we meet Antonio Arrico, a very different energy.
Oh yes, and Antonio is fantastic. He's one of the emerging stars we always include in every issue of Design Magazine. He's so poetic. He believes in rituals, in slow gestures and in stories and family. So his approach is very Mediterranean. It's almost ancestral. He teaches us that design doesn't always need to be fast or smart or hyper technological. Sometimes it just needs to be true, and that applies to design in general.
Last but not least, Marika Arkeson. What's her perspective?
In her interview, Marika talks about complexity. Complexity is about designing complex, sophisticated things that feel simple, but are deeply layered. For her, design is a translator of function, of feelings, of intention. That's very deep. She was so inspiring. So it's a discipline, design, that helps us navigate the chaos of modern life.
If you had to choose one word to describe this issue?
It would have to be multiplicity. This issue isn't just about furniture or tech. It's about how we live many lives within the same day and how design can support that. From wearables to lighting, from recipes to routines, everything connects. That's the message.
Homer Design Magazine, issue 6, is now available on Homer and Homer Europe websites. Read it online and stay tuned. More stories are coming soon. Thank you for listening.